Here's what the Bible says in Romans 8, verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. I don't know how many crows actually makes up a murder of crows, but every night at my house, thousands of crows fly down off the hills and take over the neighborhood for about half an hour. And when I say take over, I mean take over. For 30 very strange minutes, the whole block is positively black with crows, and they're a real nuisance. I can hear them pecking the skylight over my bedroom and cawing by the thousands outside my window. It's almost like a scene from an old Alfred Hitchcock movie. But then the other day, something very strange happened. I was on my way out for a walk. I turned on my iPod and started listening to a beautiful symphony just as the first groups of birds arrived in the neighborhood. And maybe it says something about the TV generation, but all of a sudden, with the beautiful music playing in the background, those crows looked entirely different. I couldn't hear their awful noise, and even their flight suddenly seemed graceful, like a flock of seabirds. And that's when I suddenly thought of some of the passages in the Bible that talk about how God takes our ugly, sin-stained lives and makes them beautiful enough for heaven to enjoy. In the book of Revelation, chapter 8, there's a passage that shows us how the smoke of the incense in the temple was symbolic of our prayers being mingled with the righteousness of Christ before it went up over the veil into the most holy place, right into the presence of God. And now in the book of Romans, Paul points out that in our state of rebellion, with hearts and minds that have been corrupted by sin, our communication lines with God have been compromised. The situation is so bad that we don't even know what to pray for, Paul says. And that's where the Holy Spirit comes into the equation. As Christ returned to heaven, He promised another comforter, or to translate the Greek word more accurately, an advocate. In the ancient world, an advocate was actually someone who represented you in court, like a lawyer, or someone who prepared a speech that you would then make in a legal proceeding. And that's exactly what the Holy Spirit does for us according to today's passage. He takes our imperfect, stammering, sin-stained, self-absorbed prayer and turns it into something beautiful enough to present in the courts of heaven. It's like taking an ugly, noisy flock of crows and putting their arrival to music so that it's not only acceptable, it actually becomes beautiful. And of course, if God steps in to make up our deficiencies, if the Holy Spirit actually fills in the words where we don't know how to pray, it only makes sense to cultivate a deeper relationship with God on a daily basis. Because in the eyes of heaven, it's just a better way to live.